Welcome to April Zorn Memorial Stadium. It is time for Monmouth College Fighting Scott football. I'm Sean Temple with Tony Wyman alongside me today. Kind of a gloomy day here at April Zorn. Lots of rain overnight last night affecting a lot of high school football games. So I'm hoping today we'll get this thing done in completion without any delays because we got a good one. It's the Monmouth College Fighting Scots and the St. Norbert Green Knights. That's really all you have to say when these two teams get together, Tony. This is going to be a fun one. I've been looking forward to this for a couple weeks.
Right, yeah, and I had talked to you yesterday a little bit about this game. I'm very excited to throw the records out. We're potentially talking about what could be a playoff matchup right here today in week three or four.
You know, that's the interesting part. Normally, these teams are playing in Week 10. I think the last time they met in the regular season was 2016, and Monmouth got a pretty substantial, pretty dominating win back in 2016. But since then, they've met in the championship game in 2017 and last season. Splitting those two, Monmouth College won an overtime 9-6 game in 2017, and then last season, a 10-7 win by St. Norbert. In both of those losses in the loss last year to St. Norbert, Monmouth College had trouble with turnovers, turn the ball over a lot. That's going to be kind of, talking off the air, it's going to be kind of one of your keys today.
Yeah, absolutely. You control the tempo of the game. You limit the turnovers. Going back to last year's championship game, like you said, they struggled out of the gate. They got in a 10-0 hole, ended up being a 10-7 ball game. So I look for Coach Braun to adjust off of that game going into today.
I know this is a big game. It's again, it's only the third game for both ball clubs, and they're anticipating, should the favorites hold out, the preseason coaches poll, they're both favored in their divisions in the North and the South. Should those hold up, they'll play again in Week 10. It'll be interesting to see what each team does today.
Yeah, we kind of talked off the air about that. What do? You know, if you get out to a lead, do you kind of just throw some of your packages away? What do? You don't want to give away too much, but you still got to win the ball game. So at the end of the day, whatever it takes to win, that's what you do. And Coach Braun even alluded to, and I think we might hear it in the pregame interview, having last week off, they got to heal a little bit. We've seen some pregame changes in some of our lineups, but this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, they're licking their wounds a little bit for the past couple of weeks of practice. I'm sure they're itching to get back out here, and it's a great opponent to come off a two-week bye. Scots at 0-2 dropped a game to Wheaton 38-0 and Wartburg 38-9. Two top 15 teams in the country.
Right, and that's what this record doesn't reflect. I mean, kudos to Coach Braun and the athletic director for setting these schedules up like this because, yeah, you just touched on it. Those are two schools that are ranked top 15 in the nation D3.
For St. Norbert, they're coming in at 1-1. They dropped an opening game to Aurora, 50-40, and then beat University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire last week, or 2 weeks ago, 27-21. They're coming off a bye week as well. So it's going to be interesting, but it's St. Norbert and Monmouth. It doesn't matter what the, like you said, it doesn't matter what the records are. I don't care if it's week 3, week 10, week 7. It's the Green Knights and the Scots, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. It looks like the weather's going to hold up. We might even see some sunglasses pop out here before long.
This is the Seminary Manor pregame show. Bounce back, rehab, recover, return home. Tony and I broadcasting from the Vic Roy's Furniture broadcast booth, and this game is powered by the Warren County United Way, encouraging students to strive for less than 5 days absent from school. School attendance counts. Our national anthem is brought to you by Warren County United Way, encouraging students to strive for less than 5 days absent from school. School attendance counts. A little early start here. Kickoff taken at the goal line by Nate Graham. What a great return for Nate out to the 38-yard line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great start.
Yeah, he found a hole, and he just punched it right through there. Only had one guy to beat to take it to the house.
At quarterback, Brennan White for the Fighting Scots. He's had some struggles his first year as a starter. Flag on the play already. Got a false start on Monmouth. That's going to back him up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15. And we were just talking to Coach Braun in the pregame interview about penalties. Can't be first and 15. Can't be first and 20.
He just said that was going to be one of our keys of the game. He just touched on he doesn't want to see the yellow handkerchiefs out there today. They've got to work on that. And he was hoping that in the bye week or the off week, we don't call it a bye week, but in the off week, hope that they'd clean some of those up.
Brennan White gives to Devin Lawrence around the right side. Or is that, that's going to be Yeah, that's Lawrence. Yeah, I said I didn't see the eight. I seen the two, and I didn't see the eight. So Lawrence, with about a 4-yard gain, makes it second and 11 from the 37-yard line, Scott's own 37-yard line. Going to see a heavy dose of Devin Lawrence. He was such a fun guy to watch last year behind Wright, DeAndre Wright. And Lawrence, you knew he was just waiting in the wings for his chance. Devin's got he's fun to watch. He is fun to watch. Devin with the carry again. This time finds a little crease over the 40-yard line. That's about the 44 is where they'll mark him down. A gain of about 5-6 yards on that for Lawrence. Establishing the run game here early for the Scots.
Yeah, and Coach Braun had kind of touched on a little earlier that he wanted to establish the run game. He also wanted to see efficiency in the passing game. The two go hand in hand. You establish one, usually you have success in the other. So not a bad run right there. So setting up shop.
Yeah,
White. Third and about five.
White just 41% completion percentage so far this season. He drops back to pass on third and five, throwing it down the left sideline. Tipped and out of the hands of Nate Graham. That'll bring up fourth and five. A pretty good ball by White. Gave Graham a chance to go up and get it. Good defense there. Good coverage by St. Norbert.
Yeah, and I like Brennan White's approach there because only his receiver was going to have a shot at the ball. That the defender for the Green Hornets actually didn't even turn around on the ball. But good arm strength, I thought, there by Brennan White.
Not happy. Brennan White coming over to the sidelines and just throwing his helmet down and sticking the headset on, talking to the offensive guys here in the booth. Joey Beal on to punt, a little rugby style. Good punt by Beal, one of the best kickers in the nation, folks. He's going to hit it to 20. Saved by the Scots down at the 1-yard line. Joey Beal, I'm telling you, one of the best kickers in the nation. I'm talking punting and place kicking. What a beautiful job by Joey.
I was just wanting him to get it off, Sean, and boy, did he ever, right down to the one. Good special teams all around there by the Fighting Scots.
Beal on the season, just having a fantastic year punting again. Of course, in the first 2 weeks, he's punted the ball 19 times. That's what the competition they played. That's a lot of punts in 2 weeks.
That is a lot of punts.
And his average is 42.6. That's up. That's like NFL type averages.
Yeah, you talk about healing on the off week. There's some right there.
Freddie Poorman's going to come out and take the first snap. We were told Gage McClanahan was going to start. Last minute change, but that is McClanahan. Okay, no. It's McClanahan. Is Poorman back there with him? A couple of quarterbacks back there, or is that Eilenfeld? Flag on the play. The Scots stack it up. That's close to a safety. Scots are all saying safety.
It is. Safety.
We'll see what the penalty is, but that's a safety right out of the gate for the Scots. Is that going to be offsides on Monmouth? That's going to negate the safety. And it's going to be 5 yards penalty. I'll take it out to the 7 as they spotted the punt down at the 2. So the ball will be put out at the 7 and first and 5. So, I like the first play, though, regardless of the penalty.
Right, absolutely. The execution was fine. I understand they were a little rambunctious there. As a defender, just watch the ball. Don't listen to the cadence. Just watch the ball and then attack.
McClanahan takes the snap and gives straight ahead to, that is Eilenfeld, Nate Eilenfeld, the running back for the Green Knights. Out to the 10-yard line, so a gain of about 3. It'll leave a 2nd and 2 for the Green Knights. That'll be probably one of the few runs we see just to keep Monmouth honest, but boy, they put the ball in the air a lot.
Yeah, what was last week? 52 attempts, I believe, for Coach McCarty's Green Knights.
And as you see all over college football, they get to the line, get set, and then they back out and get the play call in from the side after they see the Scots defense, see what adjustments they called in. McClanahan on the option. He'll keep, but stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. I think he's going to be about a yard short. Did he get back to the line of scrimmage?
Maybe
half a yard.
Yeah, I thought the Fighting Scots stopped him. What great linebacker play there for the Scots.
It's going to be 3rd and 1. This is a big down early in the ballgame because you're going to get good field position. You make a stop here. Ball's at the 11. See what the Green Knights formation. It is out of the pistol. Running back on both sides of McClanahan.
Kind of looks like a wishbone.
Gives straight ahead. He pops through, still on his feet at the 15. He's got enough of the first down and pretty good gain out near the 20-yard line. A gain of 8 or 9 yards. We'll see where they spot. Yeah, right on the 20 was forward progress before he was brought down. Well, you make him work for it.
Good defensive play there, though, by Brandon Grafe, because he was out there on an island all by himself. If he doesn't make the tackle, that could have been disastrous.
Go from almost a full house backfield to four receiver set here on this formation. Lone back behind McClanahan. As they go with the two quarterback system, Freddie Poorman has, I think, thrown most of the passes this year. McClanahan takes the snap. He'll throw quickly over the middle, tipped away and picked off by the Scots at the 25 down the left sideline.
Oh, that's got to be a flag.
That is. Let's get a number on the interceptor.
That was Brandon Grafe.
Brandon Grafe, who just got to start today.
A last-minute addition, yeah. And I'm shocked that the Green Knights did not pick up a personal foul there, because the young offensive man for the Green Knights just picked Brandon up and threw him down to the turf. I'm a little surprised that we're not seeing a little bit of yellow handkerchief out there.
Scots get the turnover. They're in business inside the red zone already. The nose of the football just inside the 11-yard line. Things have been going so hot and heavy here. We haven't had a chance to get the starters, the referees, or anything yet.
We jumped in with both feet.
Action. Brennan White takes the snap. He'll keep. Now pitch to Lawrence. Near the 5-yard line. So he gets half the distance he needs to the end zone. It looks like the Scots can get a first down before they get to the end zone. Right now they're at the 5, so it'll be second and about 5. From the 6-yard line, I guess.
And, Sean, I really like the look there of the option, kind of like a double option play there, because
it looked like White was just going to keep. And then,
yeah, Brennan almost kept it, and at the very last minute, he did the old pitch, and that was a good play.
White, 2nd and 5, gives straight ahead to Lawrence inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line, so a gain of a couple. It'll be 3rd and about 3. Again, the Scots can get a first down at the just inside the 1-yard line. They keep the coming off the field for the Scots. Is Brad? Was that Brad Buckner?
Buckner. Yeah, that was Brad Buckner. He came off, so we'll see what the Scots got up their sleeve here.
I normally see Buckner on the defensive side of the ball. White, rolling right, looking for a receiver. Got a man, just misses him. Boy, he flat out missed him. He was wide open. That was Jake Uraz, our former Farmington farmer. He does. I think he's got the only touchdown catch so far on the season for the Scots. So the
that's just a sophomore. Tough break. Yeah, because
boy, he was open.
He was open. Yeah.
He just missed him here. Uraz put a nice move on the defensive back and got just ran an out. So Beal on for the kick. It's basically an extra point for Joey. Balls will be placed at about the 12 by time the holder, which is Brennan White, the quarterback. Beal's kick is up, and it is good. Scots draw first blood, 3-0. Monmouth leading St. Norbert here with 9:35 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Touchdown or the kickoff here by the Monmouth College Fighting Scots is sponsored by your Mama Subway for all your catering needs. Call 734-7822. We didn't get the chance to get the keys to the game. Brought to you by Midwest Bank, your locally owned community bank investing in you. Member FDIC. Tony, your keys to the game today.
Well, we touched on them a couple of times here, Sean, already. Execution, obviously, we're going to keep track. I'm keeping a personal little notes on the flags, because Coach Braun wanted to limit those. Already we've seen 2 so far, and execution, but efficiency in the passing game is what Coach Braun wants, so I think that's going to be a key today.
So far, already missed missing a wide open man. Kicked by Joey Beal through the end zone. No surprise there. Honestly, folks, if you haven't listened to a whole lot of Scots football in the last couple of years, Joey Beal is he's a fun kicker to watch. He has got a strong leg, and he uses it to his advantage. One of the best ones in the nation. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line for St. Norbert. We'll take a look at the Scots defense. You got the Scots defense brought to you by your Monmouth area McDonald's.
Yeah, the Scots will put the beef up front with Macaulay Johnson and Corbin Personet, Aubrey Vaughn. And behind them will be Clark Gayden, Carter Lewis, Reggie Lewis, Nolan Sims. Those will be your linebackers. Nolan will also sometimes play a nickel. And in the defensive backfield, you got number 20, Nick Myler. He's a senior. We've already talked about Brandon Grafe. You got Mason Castor Cohn. And then Jeremiah Davis getting a start today.
It's your defense. A little handoff up the middle, then a fake pass out to the right by quarterback Gage McClanahan for St. Norbert. No gain on that. Maybe a yard. Give him a yard. It'll be second and nine for Nate Eilenfeld. Yeah, Nick Myler's had a nice career here from Galesburg.
Yeah, he really has.
Been fun to watch. He's all over the place. Second and nine for Norbert. Tate Trail 3-0 here. 9 minutes to go, just short of the nine-minute mark in the first quarter. From April Zorn Memorial Stadium, we give straight ahead to Eilenfeld, and he's stacked up again. Maybe another yard, depending on where they get forward progress. Scott's run defense doing a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah, they're establishing early and often right here. You got 260, 2.25, 212, and 235 right there on your defensive line. A couple of seniors. Corbin Persona, he's just a sophomore, and he's bringing you 6'4", 225 pounds.
Scott's lost a couple of really good players in Thomas Lesniewski and Lamar Watson last year. Now pressure, a little screen pass picked off by the Scots. It's Clark Gayden. Another turnover goes to the Scots. They're in business at about the 25-yard line. Two picks already thrown by Gage McClanahan.
Yeah, and you know, this was, I don't want to call it a late-minute scratch, but we thought we were going to see Freddie Poorman, and now two early picks already for Gage. Scott's got to take advantage of here.
You need seven here.
They need seven, yeah. You hate to say that this early in the game, but you'd really like to put something in the end zone on this drive.
Clark Gayden, the linebacker, with a pick, and he's getting swarmed under by his linebacker buddies here. Linebackers don't get a chance to make those picks very often.
Not very often,
no. They get to celebrate it when they do.
But they need to thank their beef up front, because that really got the job done right there.
25-yard line, first and 10 for the Scots, already leading 3-0. Brennan White to give to Lawrence. Feeds it, finds a crease. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Scots! That is not Devin Lawrence. That is Henderson Francois, the freshman from Naples, Florida. Henderson Francois with a touchdown run. Boy, there was I think you or I might have scored a touchdown with that hole.
Well, I don't know that my hips could have taken the cutback move that he put on there, but yeah, I was looking at our rosters earlier today, and I was really anxious to hear you pronounce Francois with that voice that you have.
Touchdown, Scots. We said they needed a touchdown. They didn't necessarily have to do it on the first play, but.
Right. Well, we must be tuned into the headsets.
Be along for the extra point. It's up. And I'll tell you, it's good before he even kicks it, folks. 7 points on the board for the Scots. They've got 10. St. Norbert, 0 here with 8:18 to go first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Scots with a touchdown, 25-yard run by Henderson Francois. That touchdown is sponsored by the Italian Village. Score big by calling the Italian Village at 309-734-2179 for some great food for after the ballgame. Another Subway kickoff sponsored by your mama's Subway. For all your catering needs, call 734-7822-BEAL to put it in play. Up in the air, a little more of a line drive this time, and a fair catch called for in the end zone by Nate Eilenfeld. So that will come out to the 25-yard line. This is a new thing in college. You can fair catch it on anywhere, right? And it's a 25-yard line.
Anywhere, yes, yeah. How about Henderson Francois, the freshman from Naples, Florida, putting his foot stamp on the MWC conference with that nice little juke move, taking it to the house. Just a freshman.
That is Francois' first touchdown as a collegiate player. That's the way he ran through the end zone and right to the sideline. I don't think he stopped. Now the first carry for McClanahan on the keeper. Or that's Poorman back in now. Freddie Poorman, as they go with the two quarterback system. So Poorman is now in for Gage McClanahan. No surprise after two picks. I don't think the last one was all his fault, but it was kind of a high throw.
Yeah, and it got tipped at the line, and I understand that. But we thought we were going to see Freddie Poorman at some point anyway. Really nice hit down there by Nick Myler on the play defensively, even though the Green Knights picked up the first down.
Nick has never been afraid to stick that nose right in there. First and 10, gain of 10 at the 35-yard line. Poorman now, keeper again. He'll slide down after about, let's see where they get forward progress, up to 41. So a six-yard gain for Poorman. So far, Freddie Poorman's been in the ballgame, and he's got two carries.
Yeah, and it almost looks like he brings a little bit more energy, maybe a little more speed than the junior Greg McClanahan. But I think, and you touched on this off the air before this game started, we're going to see them both today. And here early in the first quarter, we already have done that.
Poorman keeps again. This time he's going to lose some yardage back at the 40, so he slides down again. He didn't see that going anywhere. He's seen a couple of Scots bearing down on him. One of those was Reggie Willis bearing down on him. That brings up a big third and six, and the Scots crowd getting into it already, leading 10-0 with 6:50 to go here in the first quarter. Good start for the Scots with their old rivals in town. And the week, championship week, because the division crosses over, first place versus first place, second versus second, is all going to be in the North Division. So no matter what, week 10, Scots are going to play here at home. Another high throw goes through everybody's hands. Gayden had at least a little shot to get that one.
He almost got his second pick in the first quarter. Yeah, there was some mustard on that ball.
Goes through. It's an incomplete pass. That brings up fourth and six. So the Green Knights are going to have to punt the football away. This is a team that put 40 points up on Aurora in week one and got 27 points in a win last week. So far, not getting, I think I've got them at just one first down so far.
Yeah, and the Scots have already surpassed their scoring average coming into the day at 4.5. They've already got 10 in the first quarter.
Punt on the way. Nate Graham's going to let it hit at the 24 and let it roll. He had a chance to pick it up, but then again, it kind of checked up on St. Norbert. Not a great bounce after the initial contact with the ground. So the Scots will have it at the 16-yard line. So see what the offense comes out and does. We haven't had a chance to get to the offense yet. How about your starting offense brought to you by your Monmouth area McDonald's?
Well, we've already mentioned the senior, Brennan White. He's taking the snaps. He'll turn around and see Sebastian Garcia in the backfield. We've called Devin Lawrence quite a few times already. Jake Landry will be one of the wide receivers. Lined up opposite of him will be Nate Graham. And you got Jake Jurassic. You've already mentioned his name today.
Big throw from White, caught on the run at the 50, 40, got a couple defenders bearing down. He's going to run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Tristan Gibson. He was another player that I enjoyed watching last year that got kind of in behind some of the starting receivers last year. I knew Tristan was going to have a nice year. That's a big gain for the Scots from their own 16 deep into Norbert territory inside the 30. Well, right at the 30.
Yeah, the junior Tristan Gibson really showed the capability of getting open on that play. That was a great job of Brennan White finding him. We'll get back to the line here. Derek Brown gets a start at left tackle today. The rest of the line will be Matt Tholey, Chris Kimball, Matthew Shimko, and Joe Kroll.
That'll give White a little bit of confidence after he missed the receiver in the end zone. They give to Lawrence, cuts it back. Play was designed to go all the way around the end left. Blow the whistle. So he cut it back just at the line of scrimmage. A gain of about five for Lawrence. That'll bring up a second and five for the Scots. 5:20, they lead 10-0 here in the first quarter.
Just a sophomore, Devin Lawrence, but I can tell right now I love his vision.
Oh, he's so fun to watch. I know before one of our interviews with Coach Braun last year, because Devin played, he's behind DeAndre Wright, which is one of the better running backs in the history of Scots football. So he got caught in behind him, but he played a lot of JV games. And Coach Braun every week seemed like he had some highlight that he would show me on his phone from the JV game. Back to pass is White. No, a little draw up the middle. To the 21-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. Was Lawrence. It'll be third and one. This is a big down here. This is well within Joey Beal's range. Well within his range, but you'd like to get seven here. You'd like to get this thing up to 17-0 here in the first quarter. White with Lawrence beside him in the backfield. Two receivers left, one right. They give to Lawrence. He gets north, and I think he's got the first down. Going to be close.
That's going to be real
official,
close.
Far side officials got him short of the 20, which I think that's going to make him about a half a yard short. Now Coach Braun's got a decision here on fourth down and about half a yard.
Yeah, and I got to believe they're going to go for it, Sean.
Now to the line quickly, or at least they're gonna line up to go for it. White. This time he's going to get under center. Going to sneak it. Lines pushing inside the 20. First down, Monmouth. Move the sticks, Chain Gang. First and 10, Scotts at about the 19-yard line. Quick snap, quick push by Brennan White.
Great, great play call, good execution. First down, here we go, Scotts.
Give you a play in from the side. Again, kind of pretty much the same form I do, although they do look like they are putting a fullback in there at the spot. Francisco Pabon from Orlando, Florida. Give to Lawrence behind Pabon. Little crease on the right side. We'll get down to the 15-yard line. Gain of about four or five yards for Devin Lawrence.
Boy, he's got a burst, too. That first step is boom. He hits the hole, and he's just a moving.
They play a little football in Florida. Got a lot of guys on this roster from Florida. I need to get on Coach Braun's recruiting staff so I can give you some trips to Florida there.
Get some sunshine. Also got 15 local players, too. I like that, too.
Second and six. They give him a gain of four. White, back to pass. Over the middle. Got him at the 10. Got his man. Big old tight end for the Scots.
That looked like
Sebastian Garcia.
Well,
the H-back.
I was
tight end, his fullback, numbers, hybrid.
Yeah, his numbers were all crumpled up, but I thought that was Sebastian.
That's first and goal to go. Scott's inside the 10 now. Ball sitting on the 8, already leading 10-0 here with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Wow, you couldn't script a better start here for the Scots. White. They give to keep, and he'll go. Oh, no, it is. It's Henderson Francois again. I couldn't tell if White had or not. He ran on in the end zone like he had the football. And it is going to be a touchdown. That's not.
No, that's.
Levantes Conway? Maybe. Number two. I believe it was number two. Well, I'll tell you what, they are. Everybody's getting a piece of the action today. We got guys that we didn't expect to carry the ball carrying it.
You know, we talk about Coach Braun, about how much you want to put on tape. He's putting it on tape with five or six different guys.
He is throwing everything but the kitchen sink at the Norbert Knights today. Kick is good by Beal. 17-0 Scotts with 2:11 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. That last touchdown sponsored by the Italian Village. Score big by calling the Italian Village at 309-734-2179 for some great food for after the game. Leads to another Mama's Subway kickoff. Sponsored by your Mama's Subway. For all your catering needs, call 734-7822. Beal will kick off. 17-0 Monmouth College leading St. Norbert. Must be something about regular season meetings because Monmouth plays pretty well when they see him in the regular season. Kick by Beal is going to be fair caught at the goal line by kick returner. That is Matt Galanopoulos. I was going to have you say that one, just see what your guess would have been.
I was feeling you out for that, too.
We didn't get a pronunciation for that one, folks. That's just my old PA ability saying that's Galanopoulos.
Yeah, I noticed right away that there was no pronunciation on our sheets by that one. I thought, I got to let you make the first stab at this.
Sometimes these college SIDs just kind of let you take your risk.
I tell you, though, I could watch this Beal kid kick all day long.
Oh, he's got such a leg. Up the middle, first carry for from Poorman back in at quarterback again for this second series. Ball carrier for the Norbert Knights. That is Jaden Sackman, senior running back from DeForest. Second and nine, gain of one, 26-yard line.
You got to believe that Coach McCarty of St. Norbert's going to open it up a little bit. We touched on the 52 attempts last week. Down 17-0 here in the first quarter. I think we're going to see him go to the air.
Over the middle, almost picked off. It is picked off. Wait, the defensive back just literally took it away from the receiver. Sam Staling, the stud receiver for St. Norbert. Literally, that ball was taken right out of his hands. He was swarmed under so quickly we can't get a number. It is Mason Castricone from Newport Richey, another Florida product, with a pick. That's interception number three. Staling, literally one of the best receivers in the Midwest, at least. Got the ball taken right away from him as they were going to the ground.
Yes, that was incredibly impressive. What great defense. Caught it with the hands and just literally took it away from the Green Knight defender.
So here's the thing. St. Norbert defense on the field again. They've got to be getting tired. They've been on the field a lot here this first quarter.
Right, and if you're the Scots, maybe you take a shot right here.
They do have three receivers split to the left. Scott's going from left to right on your radio dial, and now we have a timeout. Timeout taken by Monmouth, their first time out of the ballgame. With 1:29 to go in the first quarter, it's the Scots leading St. Norbert 17-0 here on AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRAM. We'll be back in 30. Welcome back into Fighting Scott football here at April Zorn Memorial Stadium. Both teams back on the field following the Tickham's Electric timeout. Devin Lawrence breaking free, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Devin Lawrence. 23-0, Scots. We're not even done with the first 15 minutes of play here. Holy cow.
Boy, this is impressive, is it not? Coach Braun got these kids fired up. I tell you what, they came out stepping on the gas, and they have not let up.
Everybody's getting a piece of it. That is Devin Lawrence with a touchdown. We've got Henderson Francois with a touchdown. And who was the other one? I'm pretty sure it was Levantez Conway getting in.
Well, that's what I marked down. So that was two freshmen that scored the first two touchdowns. And now we got Devin Lawrence with a sophomore touchdown.
Beal's extra point is high and definitely long enough. He's got it. It's 24-0 Monmouth leading St. Norbert. We just got back from break, so we'll keep it here and try to decipher what we've seen here in the first 13 minutes and 40 seconds of this ballgame.
Well, this is impressive to say the least. And you touched on it a moment ago. The St. Norbert defense has been out there just a ton here in this first quarter.
And that might have something to do with that big burst there by Devin Lawrence. I mean, he can do that anyway, but that was a big hole and not a whole lot of people chasing him down once he got into that second level.
Yeah, his field vision is very impressive. I thought Brennan was dropping back to look at the house, you know, and then there goes Devin Lawrence, and man, that was impressive.
Wow, this is a team that St. Norbert knocked off a pretty decent ball club in University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire last week, 27-21. And I know they were just reading the stuff out of the St. Norbert papers and up that way, then the DePere Wisconsin papers, and of course the preview by St. Norbert. They were really proud of their victory last week. Whew. Or 2 weeks ago, excuse me. So now Beal on for the kickoff. It's Mama's Subway kickoff. Touchdown sponsored by the Italian Village. Now he's going to return it about 2 yards deep after fair catch in the first three. Oh, good return out over the 30-yard line. Yeah, I don't see him fair catching anymore. That was a pretty good return. He got up to top speed pretty quick. I think that was Galanopoulos again.
It was Nate Eilenfeld.
Yeah, you're right. Nate Eilenfeld. So quickly onto the field comes the offense, trying to get something going here with a minute 14 to go, first quarter. Monmouth College leading St. Norbert 24-0. Yes, you heard that right, folks. Now Freddie Poorman down the left sideline, looking for Staling. He's got him. Touchdown, St. Norbert. Sam Staling with a 66-yard touchdown catch from Freddie Poorman. That gets the St. Norbert sideline all fired up, and the fan base who travel really well. St. Norbert always travels really well. They got their fans on their feet. Boy, that didn't take long, and it doesn't take long for St. Norbert. That's why we talked earlier, you know, and I think you said it when it was 3-0. You know, I know it's early in the game, but we need to score touchdowns here.
Right, absolutely. And our pregame notes told us about Staling. You know, he's
really good.
5 touchdowns already on the season, this being number 6.
And the kick is good by Danny Simon, freshman kicker from Morton Grove, Illinois. Played at Niles Notre Dame. So 24-7 with 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. We're still in the first quarter. We got 31 points on the board. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Scott's Football here on AM 1330, FM 94.1 WREM. I'm Sean Temple with Tony Wyman. Matt Needham producing today's broadcast. Going to have a wild one here. 24-7. We still have a minute five left to go in the first quarter.
This could be one of those games where it might take 4 or 5 hours.
We're going to lead right into Bacon Fest downtown. Right into Bacon Fest. We'll talk about that as the day goes along as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Deep kick. Taken a couple yards deep by the Scots. Out to the 15. Reverses field. Nate Graham broke a Green Knight defender's ankles at about the 10-yard line. Not literally, folks, but I think that's what the kids say, right? It was an ankle breaker move.
Yeah.
Trying to be cool.
Normally you hear that on the basketball court a little bit, but that's definitely what that was there.
Ball's going to be at the 22-yard line for Monmouth. See if they can answer the St. Norbert touchdown. Boy, one play and quick.
Whew, that was instant offense. Yeah, that was quick.
We got a score in from the Ripon Illinois College game down in Jacksonville. Scots will play Ripon next week at Ripon. They lead the game 12-0 today. Ken McCants, the assistant principal at Monmouth Roseville High School, sending us some updates from there. He's got a son playing for IC. Little flare pass out to Henderson. Francois still on his feet down the right sideline. What a move! 40, 30, 25, 15, 10, touchdown! Scots right back, 78 yards. And the track meet continues. Is this Division III track? Because they have a pretty good track team here. Is this track and field today?
Yeah, I'm scratching my head here, Sean. I don't know what I'm watching. But what a move by the freshman, Henderson Francois, because it was just about a 5-yard pass.
Yes.
And he got her outside, and there was nobody that could catch him.
That's why I wasn't real excited there. A little flare pass. He's going to get 5 or 10 yards. He had like 3 or 4 defenders bearing down on him. I thought, well, he's going to be pushed out of bounds here. And he just made a quick little move to his left. He's on the right sideline, and that sprung him.
Yeah,
got some speed.
If you're quarterback Brennan White, I think you might be buying him a couple of slices of pizza tonight, for helping me pad my stats.
if you're Roger Haynes' track coach, you might be taking a look at Henderson Francois today.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Another touchdown sponsored by the Italian Village. Score big by calling the Italian Village at 309-734-2179 for some great food for after this ball game. And it might be, you might have to get your order in early. We might be here at 10 o'clock tonight. It's 31-7 with still 42.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Scots lead 31-7. We talked about an answer, and that's exactly what that was.
Yeah, so Coach McCarty comes out and says, okay, I got a little something up my sleeve. Okay, and he did, and they scored. And the very first play after that, Coach Braun says, I can see what you do, and I can trump that. Oh, my goodness, this is fun to watch.
I see your Sam Staling. I'm going to raise you a Henderson Francois.
Yeah. So two touchdowns.
The Mama Subway kickoff. 31-7. We got 38 points already. Again, the Scots only had 9 total coming in. Granted, it was Wheaton and Wartburg, two of the top 15 teams in the nation. So, and they held them to, 70? Between those two teams, just giving up 76 total, 38 and 38. That's not too bad because Wheaton and Wartburg is going to put more than 38 on a lot of teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kick by Beals, going to hit at the 5 and roll through the end zone. So touchback for the St. Norbert Green Knights. They'll take over on their own 25-yard line. A lot of fun here.
Yeah, Coach Braun talked about in the pregame about passion efficiency. Check mark that box because we've seen that. He talked about cleaning up the turnovers and the penalties. He's gotten 3 turnovers, and so far he had the 2 early flags, but none since.
Yeah, winning 3-0 in the turnover battle is going to win you a lot of football games.
Yeah, he's checking a lot of boxes here in the early going.
A long way to go. We got 42.7 seconds here left in the first quarter. The snap, Freddie Poorman, a little quick toss out to his right to the slot receiver, trying to get to the sideline, and he does. That is, looks like Matt Galanopoulos for a gain. Oh, we'll see where they shoved him out of bounds. Gain of about 6. Going to bring up a 2nd and 4, maybe 2nd and 3. Give him 7 yards on that out to the 20 or 32-yard line.
And I'll tell you something else, Sean. These officials are going to be gassed, too, at the end of this one.
Give straight ahead, trying to get to the first down marker. going to be a little short. Going to bring up a third and short. Ball carrier was Nate Eilenfeld. And that'll bring an end finally to the end of the first quarter here. The 15 minutes are in the book. 40 minutes into after kickoff. It's 31-7, Monmouth leading St. Norbert here at April's War Memorial Stadium. You're listening to Scott's Football on AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM. Welcome back to April Zorn Memorial Stadium. Good crowd. Family weekend here at Monmouth College. We got a pretty full bleacher here on this side of the home side, and a good crowd coming over for St. Norbert. Such a good football program at St. Norbert. You knew they were going to travel well. Good crowd here. We just get some sun. We do. I'm not even going to mention rain and lightning. I'm not going to mention that because I'm the biggest jinx in local sports radio.
Well, and you had a long night last night, but one of the best sights today so far, other than the scoreboard, is the fact that we don't see any umbrellas.
No, I like that too. Third and one for St. Norbert. They need to convert here. They're already trailed by 24, 31-7, starting the second quarter. They give to Eilenfeld. He's got the first down, and we have a flag on the play. I didn't see it. Yeah, there it is. Monmouth, Clark Gayden, is indicating it was a false start by, it was, false start by St. Norbert. That's going to back him up 5 yards, be third and six.
Almost seemed like it was a late whistle, but I think he was trying to make the call. But, yeah, that's going to back him up five more yards and make this a tougher second down.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, everybody, and I'm guilty of it too. Oh, what a late flag, but you see the officials trying to dig into that pocket and get it. Sometimes they just can't get to it. Third and six for St. Norbert. Poorman has Eilenfeld in the backfield with him. Three receivers split left, one right. They've switched. Norbert going from left to right on your radio dial now. Eilenfeld trying to get to the first down marker, and he does. Gets around the right edge, gets out of the tackle by Clark Gayden. That doesn't happen very often. And finally cleaned up by Aubrey Vaughn. Out to the 43-yard line. First and 10 for Norbert. Excuse me, 38-yard line.
Initially, I thought D lineman Drew Thaxton was going to blow that play up a little bit. Just couldn't quite wrap him up.
First and 10. And Poorman will keep and kind of loses his footing. Looked like he wanted to pitch it. Wanted to get it out to David Locks, the receiver on the option, but Poorman slips down. Good gain, though. About 6 yards for Poorman. Might have got a couple more if he'd stayed on his feet.
Yeah, I don't know if the turf jumped up and tripped him or not, or if he kind of, you know, caused that slip himself, but it did look like he was trying to option off.
Can't blame it on mud. Not on this field.
Not on this field.
And Poorman this time has swarmed under at the 40-yard line. He wanted to run pretty much the same play. It looked like he wanted to option to his right. And he was just swarmed under by three or four different Fighting Scots. One of them is Brad Buckner out there.
Yeah, Macaulay Johnson also made a good play there too. Just blew his defender up. He caused a lot of corruption.
I think Buckner sat out the first couple of ball games here. He's made an impression already today, coming back from maybe an injury or something, because I didn't see Brad in any of the box scores the last couple of weeks. Third and eight for Norbert. Back to pass is Poorman. Looks out to his left, gets rid of it, complete. Inside Scott's territory at the 45, making the catch is Mark Molitor. Staley now with just one. Although it was a big one. Staley just has one catch.
Yeah, and it looked like the Scots were bringing the rush off the edge on that too. So kind of like a disguised blitz there. Almost got to the quarterback.
I'm going with a little no huddle here. I mean, and all Division III teams go no huddle anymore, but they were a little quicker this time to the line of scrimmage. But now Poorman's going to back out and get the play call from the side. Three receivers here split to the right. Quickly out to Matt Galanopoulos. Little flat pass from Poorman. See where they mark him out. He's going to be marked out at the 36-yard line of Monmouth. That'll bring up a second and two. Good 8-yard pickup on first down.
And it's kind of like a disguised hurry-up offense because they're still taking the play from the sidelines. So there's no rush about them. It's just kind of got the look of a hurry-up.
Yeah, we pretty much see this every week. They get to the line, let the Scots line up in their defense, then they call a play. Right through the hands of Sam Staling. he's telling Poorman to get the ball up a little bit. It was right about waist high. I know it's not optimal, but it's waist high. Incomplete pass goes through Staling's hands. Lucky that didn't get picked off.
Yeah, that had some mustard on it, though, too. Whew.
Third and two from the 36-yard line. This is out of field goal range. Definitely four down territory. Unless they get a sack here. Poorman will keep. Hits a little crease on the left side of the line. A little off tackle, and that'll move the sticks. Not by much, but it's going to move the sticks down at the 33-yard line. So he got just a yard beyond the sticks, about a 3-yard gain for Poorman. And I didn't see on the stats that we got off of the Norbert site, Freddie Poorman's got a ton of carries today, and he didn't hardly have any on their rushing list from the past couple of weeks. So something new they've thrown in there against the Scots. Poorman takes the snap, back to pass. Throws out to his left, complete. Be enough for a first down. As they move the sticks again, close to the 20-yard line. It's going to be David Locks with the catch. Locks from Chicago, Illinois, St. Lawrence High School. First and 10 from the 20-yard line of Monmouth. Just on the edge of the red zone here for the Scots. 11-20, 31-7. Scots leading St. Norbert. I forgot to give a score there, but we hadn't had an issue with that with all the scoring we had.
Right.
What a nice catch by. Is that Staling? No. Nice throw from Poorman. Pass is caught by Ben Cole. Another good pickup. That's about a pickup of 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3. Again, 31-7. Monmouth leading St. Norbert with 10:50 left here in the second quarter. So the scoring has slowed down a bit.
How could it not?
38 points all in that first quarter. Yeah, this is actually a pretty good drive, but it seems kind of boring because nobody scored yet.
Right. Yeah. What's the deal with a 5-yard gain? We haven't seen that all day.
Poorman will pitch it. Ball's on the turf. Still on the turf. Scots are going to pick it up. Could be a scoop and score from the 25. Down the right sideline. He's got a ton of blockers. And there's the flag. It's coming back on a block that did not need to be made at the 40. Taking it in for the touchdown is Reggie Willis. But well behind. I watched it happen. I was watching behind him, making sure there was no bad blocks. He was 10 yards behind where Willis was. Willis was at the 30. Flags at the 40, and I seen it, and I was hoping he wouldn't get caught a block in the back.
Yeah, that's one you just can't have.
Boy.
And when Coach Braun goes back and reviews tape, there's going to be a talking to there, I can guarantee it. Because like you said, there were 6 Scots leading the way.
Yeah, there was no way anybody was going to get to him. And I know being just trying to help, but in that case, you didn't need it. He was 10 yards in front of you.
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't get a number on it, but he's gonna watch film, like you said, and he's gonna hate himself.
Well, he will for a portion of practice anyway.
Yeah. So instead of a touchdown, another turnover by, let's get back to that, another turnover by St. Norbert. That's their 4th one today. 3 interceptions and now a fumble, giving up a fumble. So instead of a touchdown, the Scots are going to have a good field position at the 45, but boy, son of a gun, 38-7 sure
yeah.
Look nice.
Yeah, and what a great scoop and taken off by the Scots. And I didn't get the number because I was so excited with the play.
Reggie Willis, linebacker from Gwen Brooks College Prep in Chicago. Lawrence with the carry. Out to the 30. Well, no gain on the play. They're going to say stopped at the line of scrimmage at the 45-yard line. Scott's own 45-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 10. Boy, if you're Norbert, you got to wonder what is going on here.
Yeah.
They'd only lost 1 fumble all year. Of course, you're talking 2 games. And they had, they'd thrown 2 interceptions. So, boy, they've doubled everything they've had so far today.
Well, and I got to attribute that to the Scots pressure. They're really getting a good push up front.
Brendan White with time to throw. Finds Nate Graham near first down yardage. A little short into Green Knight territory down to the 47-yard line. So 2 yards short of a first down. 3rd and 2. Good throw by White. Had time. Had all kinds of time to throw.
Yeah, I like the quick slant play. Always been a favorite pass pattern of mine. You know, it's a quick strike, usually good for 6 to 8 yards almost every time.
The success that the Scots have had running the football has led to Brennan White having a little more time here.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what Coach Braun talked about in the pregame.
Give to Lawrence off the left side, trying to get to that first down marker. He's going to be stopped short as he's driven backwards. He did get a yard out to the or down to the 46, so he's going to be a yard short. Good. Here's a decision by the Scots. Do you really put the foot on the throat? Up 31-7, fourth and one from the St. Norbert 46. This is going to be an interesting decision.
Well, I think since it's 1 yard, and it's not like you're nursing a lead, you got a little room to gamble here. But you also got one of the best punters in the nation,
and that's at
the D3 level.
That's got to be a part of the equation, too.
Absolutely.
And they're going to at least line up to go for it here. I'll be surprised if they do snap it. I really will. I think Coach Braun's going to have to call a timeout here. Yeah. Now they're going to – I bet they punt the football. Yeah, and they didn't get to the line in time enough to really put some hard count things in, but – so the Scots are going to take a timeout. They lead 31-7 with 8:18 to go in the second quarter. You're listening to Scots Football here on AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM, and RadioMammoth.com. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back here at April Zorn Memorial Stadium. Yeah, the Scots do bring the punt team on the field. Joey Beal, rugby-style left-footed kicker. It's going to hit at the 12-yard line. Takes a sideways bounce. A lot of yelling here in the stands. Did somebody get close to Beal? I was watching the punt. I was going to check up at about the 13-yard line, but I heard some yelling here in the stands. I thought maybe somebody got close to Beal there after the punt. But.
Yeah, I instantly started looking for for laundry on the field. I thought there might be a flag of some sort. And
didn't quite get the bounce Beal wanted, but he still pins him inside the 20. Down to 13. You lead 31-7. Probably a safe call.
His leg's tired.
Yeah.
Still a good punt.
Yeah. I'd like to punt. I mean, you could really step on the throat there with it, going for it and getting it. Now a little pass from Poorman, a little West Coast offense there, out to David Locks.
Yeah, and not only that, but you keep their defense on the field, and like you said, they've
so
got to be gassed. I mean,
yeah. So tempting to go for it there, but last thing you want to do is have them get, a little momentum with a fourth and one stop,
right,
and take it right down and score, and you're only up 17.
Right, and they've showed the capability of striking quick. So, yeah, I get it on both sides.
Second and 2, 8-yard gain on the pass to David Locks from the 21-yard line. Norbert over the middle. Picked off, but we do have some flag. We have a flag on the play. Got another flag behind. A Norbert helmet came flying from the line of scrimmage. Two, we got one. I'm guessing it's probably going to be interference on the Scots. It was an interception. Coming up with it was Jeremiah Davis, and there was a flag behind, right about the area where Davis was locked up with. Yeah, Davis is going to get the. And a foul on the Scots. Bryce Hall is going to. Yeah, I think they said 93. I think they meant 92. Yeah, I think they meant 92. I think they meant Drew Thaxton.
Drew Thaxton.
That must have been where the helmet came flying, about 10 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Well, yeah,
after the play.
Yeah, I noticed John Leonard, number 78, he was picking up his helmet, and he was already having a conversation with the official. Obviously, the flag had already been thrown at that point, but I didn't necessarily agree with the pass interference. I thought it was good defense.
So it'll be first and 10. Oh, great defense there by the, speaking of great defense, reaching over the top, knocking it away, was Seth Cunningham from Pontiac, Illinois, as he slapped it away from a receiver. It would have been about a 5-yard gain. It's second and 10 now for Norbert on their own 36-yard line. We got 7.5 minutes to go. Halfway through quarter number 2, Monmouth leads St. Norbert 31-7. Poorman takes the snap. Complete to Staling. Just over the 40-yard line, out to the 42 is where they'll mark forward progress. So it'll be 3rd and 4.
Well, I've kind of noticed here lately, it looks like St. Norbert's starting to win the war up front just a little bit because Poorman's really getting some time to settle up back there.
Quick throw out here to the right side. Just enough for the first down. Making the catch was Galanopoulos. So that'll move the sticks out to the 47. Yeah, they went to the line quick. They didn't back out and get the play call in from the side. They went right straight to the line of scrimmage and snapped it and got a quick pass out to Galanopoulos. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. The Green Knights own 47. Rolling left is Poorman. Right-handed thrower under pressure from Drew Thaxton. Finally gets rid of it, throws it out of bounds. Good, smart play there by Poorman, because he had a couple of Scots bearing down on him.
Yeah, Thaxton had him in his sights, and he showed a little bit of speed right there.
5'7", 260.
Yeah, and those feet were chugging away, too. I tell you, Poorman could feel him coming.
He is my height and about 100 pounds more. And you're right, he was. He had them Drew Thaxton good quick shuffle steps ago, and he was trying to chase Poorman down. Poorman now back to pass on second and 10. Flushed out to his left, will stop and throw, and misses his receiver. He had a wide receiver wide open, and Ben Cole, so Poorman hearing some footsteps here. Third and 10.
Now you kind of wonder if they'll bring the pressure, or, you know, I'm looking on the sideline, and I thought maybe they'd bring in a nickel back. We're going to see Thaxton come back in.
Hustling off the field is Nolan Sims. Looks third like, and 10 for Norbert.
Looks like they're just going to set up in their conventional, maybe a disguised blitz here coming up from one of the ends.
Such a good set of downs. Coach Braun, the defensive coordinator and head coach, is going to take a timeout and discuss things. This really is a big down here. This is probably a good timeout with 6:32 to go. You're up 24 points, third and 10. You get a stop here. This is huge. It's a big down.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know if Coach Dan McCarty will be forced into four down territory or not. Essentially, if that was the case and the Scots got a stop, they would be getting the ball almost back at the exact same spot where they punted from last time. So it would be a win-win.
Timeout sponsored by Tickham's Electric. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tickham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tickhamselectric.com. They've been our timeout sponsor of every sport we cover here at the Prairie Communications Sports Network. I wish I had a nickel for every time I said, this is a Tickham's Electric timeout.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah.
Thanks to all of our sponsors.
If you got a nickel every time you said it, though, I just get the feeling you'd be saying it a lot more.
Yeah, that's right.
Self-gain.
They're thinking about taking a Tickham's Electric timeout here.
Yeah. All right, need to stop here.
Third and 10 from the 47-yard lines. Green Knights own 47, trailing 31-7. Under pressure, Buckner trying to chase down Poorman. Will throw over the middle. What a great catch. Did he catch that? That's a one-handed catch in the middle of the field off a terrible throw from Galanopoulos. But there's a flag on the play. It's thrown in the area of maybe holding.
Well, and I was wondering about this, too. It almost looked to me like Freddie Poorman could have tucked it and ran it for the first down. He chose to throw it. And if that was a catch, that was a whale of a catch.
Brad Buckner was chasing. He was chasing Poorman. And Poorman did like a little spin and a turnaround. Looked like they were playing tag back there behind the line of scrimmage. Two fouls on the play. We got an eligible man downfield on St. Norbert. Personal foul, chop block on.
Now, why would the defense,
why does the defense
do that?
Get a. I've never heard of a defense
no.
get a chop block call.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, they're discussing something
okay.
because I've never seen
I've
a
never
defensive
seen
guy
a defensive
do that.
Never seen a guy get a chop block.
Correct.
Unless
there would be nothing to gain.
we'll see. Well, it's offsetting penalty, so the play's going to go. The great catch by Galanopoulos, one-handed, from Poorman is going to be.
Well, I'm confused.
I am too. I want somebody to explain to me how the defense can get a chop block.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Because you would stand nothing to gain from that.
Right.
I'm wondering if the official didn't just maybe had the calls reversed. We'll give him benefit of the doubt.
Third and 10, so Poorman back to pass again under pressure. Scots bring a defensive back in for the blitz, and the pass is incomplete. through the hands of Mark Molitor. Good coverage by the Scots defensive backs. And I remember talking to Coach Brown before the season even started when I was looking to see who was coming back. All four of the DBs, the defensive backs for us, the Scots are back. And they played really well last year and all back. That's going to be a strength this whole season for the Scots.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They really did a good job of pursuit there. And the Scots are still getting a push on the offensive line there.
Punt team on. Boy, a high spiraling punt. Going to be caught by Nate Graham out of bounds. We'll see where they marked the ball out of bounds. He actually drifted about 3 or 4 yards out of bounds and still caught it. They're going to say it went out at the 15-yard line. That's where the Scots will take over first and 10. So they did get the stop. If you're a Scots fan, that would have really stunk if you got the scoop and score touchdown taken away. Not score yourself and then let them score. That's a huge 14-point swing there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'll tell you right there, Jeff Allen, the punter for these St. Norbert Green Knights, I think got very, very lucky because the Scots were pursuing him. And I'll give him credit. He made
a
whale of a
great
punt.
Yeah. Great punt. So Brennan White back to pass. Little bubble screen to the receiver. Did he catch it or did he drop it? They're going to call it a catch, so a gain of about one. Tristan Gibson with the catch. Looked like the ball hit the turf there after initial contact, but gain of one from White to Gibson. We got 5:47 to go here on the clock. Second quarter, 31-7, Monmouth leading St. Norbert. All the points scored so far was in the first quarter, none here in the second.
Yeah, and the Scots really don't need to be in any type of a hurry here. I'm sure Coach Braun would love to have a 31-7 halftime lead.
Braun tries to pitch it to Devin Lawrence. Behind him, the ball hits the turf, but Lawrence gets on top of it. No, it's Henderson Francois back at the 10-yard line. So a loss of about 6 yards on the pitch that looked like, at least from my angle, maybe a little bit behind Francois. So a big third and 15 now. Ball on their own 10 is Monmouth, with right at 5 minutes left here in the second quarter, first half.
And you almost got to believe this is going to be a run just to keep the clock running before you punt it away.
White with Henderson Francois behind him. Now back to pass is White over the middle. Got a man. It's caught by Nate Graham. Big gain on the play. That's a nice throw by Brennan White. And actually, Nate Graham's going back and giving him a clap and a high five. That was a nice throw by White down the field. That was about a 20-yard pass.
Yeah, very nice throw. Just goes to show another reason why I'm not a football coach, because I honestly thought Coach Braun there would be content just running the ball and eating up some clock. But what a great strike down the middle.
About a 20-yard pass and about a 6-yard gain after the catch by Nate Graham. Good throw by Brennan White. It's the best throw I've seen him make all day. To Francois, he's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. And he might lose one.
The freshman is getting some big-time minutes here today, and he's impressed.
Yeah, I'm looking maybe for Devin Lawrence here on the sideline. Because, we're seeing a heavy dose of Henderson Francois today. See if maybe Devin's banged up a little bit here.
I don't see anybody being nursed by a trainer or nobody's left the field as of yet. So
I haven't seen Dr. Bob tending to anybody here on the sideline. Second and 11. Scott's own 40. Under 4 minutes now to play in the second quarter. To Francois. Little inside handoff. He breaks it back up the middle. He'll get to the 43-yard line. So gain of about three. That'll bring up third and 8.
Another big third down.
Scots. And White getting a play call in from the side. White with two receivers here split to the left. One right. Sidecar is Francois to the right of White. Third and 8. Snap. Back to pass. White up for grabs to Nate Graham. Oh, just through his arms. Would have been a fantastic catch. He laid out at about the 30. And White is going to watch Stroman and probably kick himself again. That's a tough throw to make. That's a really tough throw to make. But he just overthrew Graham.
Yeah, and you can't fault the effort for Graham because he laid out for it just out of the reach of his fingertips.
Yeah, Graham over here on the sideline. Hopefully didn't knock the wind out of himself because he laid out for that one.
That would have been a pretty completion.
Yeah, that was just 1 yard shorter for being just a great catch and a first down. Now the clock stops with 3:06. Beal, rugby style left-footed punter. Little end-over-end kick. Fair catch. Called and received. Ooh, almost popped out of his hands at the 22-yard line. That was Galanopoulos. He kind of, after he caught,
Yeah, he was staring at three Scots barreling down on him, you know, even though he had signaled the fair catch, he still got to catch the ball.
2:59, it'll be Norbert first and 10 from the Green Knights' own 22-yard line. They trail 31-7 to Monmouth College here. Again, 2:59 to go in the second quarter. All 38 points were scored in the first quarter. Now we've settled into what the game has been the last 2 years, a defensive struggle. It's good. I like that 24-point cushion. We're getting into a defensive struggle now.
Absolutely.
Pass complete to Sam Staling. A little short gain out over the 25 to the 27. Gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. Trying to get Staling involved here. What, that's maybe 3 catches for Staling. He had 15 catches for 375 yards in just 2 games. And now, strung out, David Locke strung out by the Titan or the Scots defense. No gain on the play for David Locke. It'll be 3rd and 5.
Well, and the funny thing about Staley is he had 15 completions, 5 of which were touchdowns. So one for every 3 catches, he was in the end zone. And we've already seen him get a long one today. So his stats are impressive.
Poorman on 3rd and 5 finds a receiver at the 39, shakes a man. That's Mark Molitor out over the 40-yard line out to the 43. Nice catch and yak for Molitor. 3 or 4 yards after the catch. Made a man miss, and he's a big guy. Mark Molitor goes 6'205".
Yeah, he does have some good size. You can pick him out for sure.
1st and 10 from the 43. Again, Poorman back to pass. Out to his right, complete inside Scott's territory to Galanopoulos at the 49-yard line. So a gain of 8, the 2nd and 2. With a minute 38 to go, timeout taken by St. Norbert. So they will get into a hurry-up offense here from the Scots 49. They trail 31-7 with a minute 38 to go. Tinkham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. If you're the Scots, you just need to just give up a little bit of yardage, not give up the big play here, because that's the one score that the Knights have, is a big 66-yard catch by Staling.
Well, and Coach McCarty's got them 2 timeouts still in his pocket to use, too. So, yeah, you have to be a little bit of aggressive, but lean toward the side of caution if you're the Scots. No flags. No flags here. Don't give them any free plays. And congratulations on the other nickel.
Yes.
You just made 5 cents.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Tickham's Electric timeout. Trying to make all the nickels I can here. 2nd and 2. Both teams back on the field. Minute 41 to go. They put a little time back on the clock. Poorman takes the snap. He'll throw. A little crossing pattern by Locks is complete. That'll stop the clock. Similar to high school. The clock stops in college after first downs till they get the sticks set. And now they'll get the clock moving again. Inside Scott's territory. Poorman steps up in the pocket. He's going to run and be taken down, and a flag on the play. We'll see what that's going to be.
I can't even imagine what that flag could be, because it came from clear over here on the sideline, right in front of the Scott bench.
Holding on St. Norbert. That'll back them up 10. Our officials today are sponsored by Kehoe Eye Care. In Monmouth and Galesburg, make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Kehoe Eye Care. Your officials today, referee Jeremy Mancia, umpire David Clisham, head linesman Brett Anderson, line judge Jack Shanahan, side judge Stephen McLaughlin, field judge Travis Huff, and back judge Matt Nost. 1st and 20 for the Green Knights. Pump fake over the middle. Picked off by the Scots, getting in the passing lane there was Carter Lewis as he jumps the route. 4th interception for the Scots today. Now McClanahan's got 2 and Poorman's got 2. for the Green Knights from the quarterback position. Another takeaway.
And you couldn't have said it any better because Carter Lewis jumped the route. What a great defensive play. He anticipated it, made the play. Now if you're the Scots, I think you got to get a little greedy.
I do too. You got 1:08 left. The problem is you don't have any timeouts.
Right.
Clock stops in college after a first down until they get the sticks set, so that helps.
But we're going to talk about this more times than, you know, you've always got Joey Beal in your back pocket if push comes to shove.
You just get to the, if you get to the 30, Joey can hit a 47-yarder.
Absolutely.
You gotta get to the 30. Three receivers split to the right, top side. Back to pass is White. Little bubble screen to Nate Graham. Not going to get anywhere. Actually going to lose about 3 yards on it. Yeah, that looked like Norbert sniffed out that bubble screen pretty quick.
I'd like to see a shot at the end zone.
52. We'll see if St. Norbert is in any hurry to use their timeouts. There's 48 seconds. The Scots have slowed down their pace. I think, they're since that play didn't work, sitting at 2nd and 13, they'd be more than happy to go into the half up 24 at this point. The last thing you want to do is see Norbert pick one off here. I can see a little inside handoff to Francois. In motion is Nate Graham. Snap. No, they're going to throw it. Brendan White steps up in the pocket. Down the middle, or down the right sideline. Picked off by Norbert.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's deep.
It's almost like a punt.
All the way down to the 20-yard line. Getting in there and picking that off is Joe Peterson for the Green Knights. Now we'll see what they want to do. They've got two timeouts. Only 16.2 seconds on the clock, but they're sitting at their own 21-yard line. Trailing by 24. We'll see how greedy they want to get. Already got four. They've already thrown four interceptions, so
yeah,
they might be just as happy just to take a knee and get in as also.
Well, and you may not like the results there, but I like the play call by Coach Braun. You took your shot. You know, you're really trying to step on the throat of the Green Knights at this point.
Now, straight ahead handoff to Jaden Sackman. That's probably going to take us to the half. That's about a 5-yard gain out over the 25 to the 26. 6 seconds. Yeah, Norbert's not going to take one of their last two timeouts, and that is going to end the half. Zeros on the board. 31-7, Monmouth College leading St. Norbert. What an entertaining first quarter, and then settled into a pretty good football game there in that second quarter between the two ball clubs. Tony and I will be back with the halftime show in 2 minutes, and we'll get a chance to hear about Bacon Fest as well when we come back. So we'll be back in 2 minutes here at April's Horn Memorial Stadium.